A long-spanning development proposal from last winter was back before council in Minto this week. Called a complex issue, differences in opinion persist between the two involved parties. It was Mayor Dave Turton that noted the complexity of the stalemate between developer MHBC Planning and a neighboring property owner to the proposed 12-lot subdivision. The next-door property is known as Chalmers Fuels, a fuel-providing plant on Wellington Road 109 in Teviotdale that has 110,000 gallons of propane capacity on hand. Chalmers were represented at the meeting by Scott Patterson, who explained the main concern from their perspective is the unlikely event of an accident causing danger to those on the subject lands. Patterson told council an analysis of the lots discovered there are real risks for five of those lots.
It goes on to the abutting property and how many of those lots would be impacted should an explosion or incident occur. It majority impacts three of the lots, but it does touch the other two, so we consider that five. If it touches the lot, it should impact the entire lot, and that those two lots should not be discounted going forward.
Chalmers, who had several representatives at the meeting, including Alex Beatty, want to see zoning restrictions put on five of the 12 lots. Staff are only proposing such zoning on three lots as it stands. BD explained the reasoning behind their recommendation is to limit the flow of passersby to and from those lots in the case of an unlikely emergency at the plant.
If I can use an example, if you have Bob's welding shop, somebody might come in and drop something off to get it welded, but basically the people or that facility is habitated normally just by people there doing their job, and they have that training and understanding of what's going on next door, whereas the public doesn't.
As soon as they started branching into commercial-type land use, that's when we had concerns, Patterson told council. Chalmers representatives referenced an explosion of a 12,000-gallon tank in Toronto in 2008 that caused 12,000 people to evacuate. They say, while very unlikely, an accident could be much worse on their site due to a drastically higher capacity of 110,000 gallons. Patterson says there's a distinct difference between having those on the lot that solely work there and having a consistent traffic flow of residents.
The position we've taken is that if someone buys a lot, develops it, they're going to work with their staff. They're going to know that Chalmers is there. They're going to develop an emergency management plan. They're going to develop something to let staff know that if something happens next door, this is how you get off-site. But if someone's just walking in from the public, they're going to have no idea. And if something happens next door at Chalmers, what are they going to do?
Patterson went on to say, while three lots have restricted zoning as it stands, there is still work to be done to come to an agreement with applicant Doug Taylor and MHPC Planning.
The three lots, while are good, and I think we're 90% of the way there with staff, that additional 10% hurdle would get us to a point where Chalmers would be very satisfied with what happened. Ultimately, that decision may be made by council, because I'm not sure there is a consensus between the two property owners to get us. There's an economic impact to Taylor, which we completely understand, but we're more so looking at just the public safety aspect of these.
There's a lot of big ifs here, said Turton. For Chalmers, though, they say it's not about liability or being sued. It's just a question of public safety and reducing involuntary risk. If facilities are zoned industrial, Chalmers say there would be no problem. Staff say they have an interest in finding the middle ground between the two parties, but at the time being, Chalmers and council concurred it's a very complex issue. This is Riley Gillespie Wilson reporting for the Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.